It is a Mind Food Monday, and I'm absolutely thrilled to welcome the newest member to Mind Food to the show today, clinical psychologist Emily O'Leary. Hello to you, and how are you?
Hello. Thanks, Nikki. Really good. Really good. I'm sitting here in sunny Brisbane and, yeah, really interested to talk about these articles.
Yes. Now, let's just do a little bit of background first. You're educated in New Zealand. We must get this clear straight away. But now you live in Brisbane now, and you're running a couple of businesses, Anxiety House and the OCD Clinic. And I think very confronting to have such a name that so clearly says exactly what you're going into the building for. But I applaud you for that, because I think it's for positive change.
Exactly, and that's kind of our philosophy behind it. You know, all of us are very passionate about treating these particular conditions, and you know, we didn't want to hide away. It was like, you know, this is anxiety, this is OCD, let's just label it and deal with it, and try and reduce that stigma from it. And you know, obviously at the beginning there was a bit of a mixed bag, because it is a rather new kind of approach, but you know, our clients just really appreciate it now, and it's kind of far more normalised. So yeah, I'm pleased that we kind of are doing our bit to reduce that stigma.
And that's good. And the thing about the OCD clinic is that people can clean it before they go in for their appointment. Well, that would just be me. Right, let's have a talk about the article that you have written in the May edition of Mind Food. I'm absolutely intrigued. It is titled, Are You What You Do? Now, this is about the fact that we have different identities, but there's an awful lot of people out there whose biggest identity and the thing they associate with the most is their work.
Exactly, yeah.
So what are some other identities as well as work, just to give us an idea of where it all sits?
Sure. Well, in terms of like identities, it's such a broad scope. I mean, you can have your work self, and then, you know, you've obviously got your identity as a friend, identity as a mother. And there's sort of multifaceted, lots of different types of identity. But I think when it comes to work, it has such a central role for many people, because we spend so much time in the one place. And I think, you know, as human beings, we tend to gravitate towards things that make us feel good. So there might be certain areas or identities that we feel more comfortable with. And work may be one of them.
Okay, I'm one of those people. I think for me, it's about the fact that I would rather have an identity where somebody said, gosh, she's a hard worker, than, oh, she's off for a bike ride, or she's going for a swim. I feel better about work being that main identity than anything else in my life. Is that normal?
Well, I really do think, you know, it is to a large degree. And I think, you know, when it comes to what's normal and what's not, perhaps I'm not the best person to kind of ask about that. But, you know, one of the things we do find is that, you know, people that excel in a number of areas, and work is usually one of them, tend to get a lot of external validation from that. They get a lot of goodies, a lot of positives from it. So it becomes quite addictive. And as you say, like for you, it was, you know, gosh, she's a hard worker, she's really good at what you do. I mean, that's a kind of hard thing to pull back from. You know, if you're seen in a certain light, that's something that you want to have more of, because basically it makes you feel really good.
Okay, so what's the difference then, Emily, between somebody who has a fairly healthy identity from a work perspective, and then people that can only work and do that to the detriment of any other element of their life, and that singularly defines them?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's a great question, isn't it? And sometimes it's a bit of a slippery slope. It's like that work-life balance, you know, when people are like, well, you know, have work in check and exercise in check and friends and all those types of things. Overall, the big benchmark is, what impact is it having on your life? You know, if you're throwing yourself into work, and even though you're getting all these goodies and you're succeeding, if other areas of your life are being affected, then that's the time to kind of go, okay, stop, we need to address it. So, you know, in some ways, it's a very difficult thing to do, because there's a number of really super successful people where their life is out of check, because they are simply putting a lot of their eggs only in one basket. And sometimes it's super important to kind of step back and go, well, hang on, yes, I'm getting a promotion, yes, I'm doing all these things, but at what cost to me in other areas or other identities? And that's when the clincher comes, and that's when sometimes you need to address some of those things.
and go for that bike ride. Hey, now, there's something that you mentioned in your article that I thought was really interesting. It's a similarity between people that that take maternity leave and people that maybe retire. What are the similarities there? Because obviously they're both leaving the workplace. And what are some of the symptoms they find once they've left?
Well, it was really interesting. This was, you know, when I was interviewing for this article, I learned quite a bit about how important group membership was and just that sense of connectedness, whether it's with work or whether it's with a mother's group or a gym or all of those types of things. And, you know, what I found is that different transition and points in people's lives, when they're kind of taken out of that environment and not replaced it with anything else, they have a real sense of isolation and loneliness because they're not getting that kind of social connectedness. And, you know, retirement or motherhood is actually a really great example because, you know, often you've got these people that did have a real sense of belonging and, you know, they were getting a lot of external validation and all of those types of things. And all of a sudden they're plopped into an environment where there's nothing, you know, that kind of role has been taken away.
Well, it's a void, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, that again affects their mental health. And I think a lot of the time, you know, particularly with regards to retirement, I think impending motherhood is getting a bit better. There's probably not enough social planning around that. Like, we plan financially for what to do when we retire, but not so much, you know, what you actually do when you stop work. And, you know, there's only so many sort of rounds of golf you can play. And it's super important to kind of connect with other people and get out there. And it's the same as postpartum depression and anxiety. Often a hallmark of that is, you know, a lack of social supports or a lack of just, you know, getting out there and actually meeting other mums.
Yeah, well, when my father retired, he hated it so much he went back to work, and he's still working, and he's 72. Hey, right.
Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah, I could talk to you for hours, and luckily enough, within the pages of Mind Food, we're going to be able to hear some fantastic things that you've got to say, articles you're going to be writing every single month. This is just the May edition, How Work Defines You. Dr. Emily O'Leary, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I will talk to you in June.
Thanks, Nikki. Appreciate it.